Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
The difference in the Lord you have now, Jesus, and the Lord you had before, the devil, is this. The devil forced you to do what he wanted you to do. Are you hearing me? How many of you heard it? The devil made me do it. Well, you know, there's a lot to that. Because he puts his nature in sinners, and he puts all the opportunities before him, and he sends these people by. And you know, the sinner's always trying to influence you to go sin and do all this stuff and all that stuff. And then and the first thing you know, you find yourself in that environment, and you're just doing it. And you get done, the next morning you go, why did I do that? Because you're serving the wrong Lord. But the Lord Jesus Christ does not come and force you to do anything. He comes and invites you into his life. He invites you to do what he's called you. He invites you to operate in the vocation, the calling. And you have to choose to do that. You have to choose to walk in that and bring worth to that. You see, here's the thing. Paul wrote to the Romans, and he said in Romans chapter 11, he says, I'm an apostle to the Gentiles. I magnify my office. You know what he was saying? He says, I'm just exalting what God has called me to do. I'm making it the most valuable thing in my life to serve the Lord the way he wants me to serve him. So therefore, he's saying, I'm bringing worth to what he's given. I'm calling it special, praise God. And I'm going to live in that. Now, here's some things we need to see, verses 7 and 8. But to each one of us, notice that every one of us is given according to the measure of Christ's gift, grace. Notice that every one of us is given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Now, what's he saying here? He says, and when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men or to people. Now, what are we seeing? The Lord Jesus Christ comes and says, listen, I want you to follow me. I want you to come after me. I want you to live your life the way I want you to live it. I want you to learn. Once you get saved, I want you to get in the Word and find out how to live this thing. I want you to become my disciple. I want you to be a learner and a follower of my teachings so that you know how to operate in the kingdom of God, because you have to learn the principles of the kingdom. Amen? You knew how to be a sinner. Now you have to learn how to be a Christian. So you get in the Word. And he says, the reason I want you to get in the Word is because I want to transform your life to the point that now, instead of you being the influenced, you become the influencer. And to help you to become the influencer, I'm going to give you an occupation. I'm going to give you a vocation. I'm going to give you gifts and talents and abilities. And then I'm going to give you grace to make those things come to pass and operate in your life. Now, when we hear this teaching, immediately we begin to think, well, where in the church does God want me to work? Well, I believe he wants us to be involved in church and in church services. That's right. And that's good. And we all should be participating in church. We all should be, you know, involved in church and worshiping God. But here, you need to get a hold of something right here. When Paul is writing to the church of Ephesus, he's not telling them all to go into the ministry and be pulpit ministers. Somebody says, how can you say that? I didn't. He did. Verse 11. He just said he gave gifts to every person. He gave talents to every person. He gave a vocation and an invite to every person to do something for him. Isn't that right? Now, verse 11. And he himself, talking about the Lord Jesus, gave some. Everybody say some. Some is not all. Some is just some of them. Isn't that right? Notice he didn't give all to be apostles and all prophets and all teachers and all evangelists and all pastors and teachers. But wait a minute, Pastor, he just said he called us and gave us a vocation, gave us gifts and talents. Yeah. But he didn't call you to be an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher and just do all that stuff inside the church. Isn't that right? Because he says he gave some to be these ministers, not all. So not all of us are preachers. Not all of us are evangelists. Not all of us are apostles and missionaries and all this stuff. Well, if I've been invited to do something, what is it? He gave only some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, but he called all to be influencers in the kingdom of God. Are you hearing me? I'm going to say it again. Praise God. Only some are called to preach, but all are called to influence. Let's just say it that way. Meaning what? Our gifts and talents and abilities and callings and occupations are not just for Sunday morning. Amen? They are to be influencers. When the Lord Jesus spoke in verse 18 of Mark 1, he said, "Come after me, be my disciples, and I will make you to become fishers of men." In other words, fishers of men, where are they at? They're not in the church, they're outside the church. You know what he was saying? He wasn't just calling them. Yes, they became apostles, but he wasn't just calling them to be apostles. He was calling them to go and influence others out in the world to follow him also. Amen? Now, if you're not called to be an apostle or a prophet or evangelist or pastor and teacher, what are you going to do? What is your gift? What's your vocation? What are you going to do? Well, let's look at a couple of things. Go to Matthew's Gospel, the 28th chapter. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18, 19, and 20. Let me show you something here. He says this, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority, all power of rule, all jurisdiction," hallelujah, "all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth." In other words, the Lord's authority is in heaven and on earth. Isn't that right? He has authority on earth just like he has authority in heaven. Praise God. But now look what he does with that authority. "Go therefore." King James says, "Go ye therefore." In other words, he's saying, now, I've got all this authority and power, and my rule and my reign and my kingdom is on the earth. Amen? Because I brought the kingdom of heaven back to the earth. And kingdom simply means the king's domain. And Jesus is saying, my domain is both in heaven and on earth. My authority, my rule, my power, my realm is in heaven and on earth. Then he immediately turns to his disciples and says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations." In other words, go bring people into a relationship with me and teach them how to live their lives like I live. Notice that? Baptizing them into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of this age. Jesus says, if you'll do what I'm telling you to do, I'll always be with you, because you'll be doing what I've invited you to do, and you'll never do it alone. Now, here's something you got to get a hold of. Matthew 28, and we're going to look at Mark 16 just a moment, are the two different places where the Lord gives the Great Commission. But do you notice something here? In this verse, in verse 19 of Matthew, he says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations." Now, if you just surface read, it doesn't mean much to you. But you see, that word nations, when you start checking it out, it comes from the Greek word ethnos. We get our word ethnic. You know what he's saying? Go to every ethnic group on the planet. Doesn't matter what color your skin is, doesn't matter what continent you were born on, doesn't matter what language you speak, it doesn't matter where you was brought into, whatever. Go to every ethnic group on the planet. Why? Because Jesus didn't just die for the Jewish nation, he died for all nations, hallelujah. All people. And he says this, go into all these different ethnic groups and let them celebrate their ethnicity, but at the same time, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go teach them my principles and my kingdom and bring them into the kingdom so they can not just be who they are on the earth, but they can celebrate and be kingdom citizens of the kingdom of God, and they can know me and they can live their lives with me. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? So that means that the church should be basically of all people groups. And you know what we should have in common? We got saved by the same blood. We are washed by the same blood. We serve the same Lord. It's the same grace, same God, same principles, same character, same lifestyle, same everything is in us. Only we get to celebrate and be ourselves. And the thing that unites us is not that we all talk the same, look the same, walk the same, laugh the same, celebrate, but we celebrate the same Lord, and we love each other, and we flow with each other, and we rejoice with each other, and we thank God for the diversity that He has brought us all together as one in. Hallelujah. And so the Lord says, here's what I'm wanting you to do. I want you to follow me and become my disciple so I can send you to these different people groups with the good news that you don't have to stop being black. You don't have to stop being white. You don't have to stop being Asian. You don't have to stop being who you are. You just get enhanced in who you are and you become like me. And then I take all of you with all your diversity and make you one, and my kingdom is celebrated around the world. Hallelujah. Come on, church. That's good news. Hallelujah. And we are to all be involved in that because we're all called to be influencers. But now let's just don't stop. Look in Mark 16. So we're tying this all up because we have to see what the Lord is really wanting us to do in all of this. Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Here Mark records the Lord by saying it this way. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. Notice that. Now he says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. A different Greek word is used here. Nations was ethnos. World is cosmos. Now, if you look up cosmos in the Greek, it means order or arrangement. Or we could say it like this, the social order or world system. You know what Jesus says? He says, go into the social order of the world and preach the gospel. Go into every social order and share with them the good news of Jesus Christ. Go to every ethnic group and to every social realm and share the good news that Jesus is Lord and expand the kingdom and bring kingdom influence into every social realm on the planet. Are you hearing me? Now, somebody says, in 2nd, you don't have to turn there, we didn't put it up, but 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 6, the Bible says that during the days of Noah, God destroyed the world that was. It's the same Greek word, cosmos. Now, God didn't destroy the world. He destroyed the arrangement and the social order that was going on at that time. Remember?
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.